Riley Gaines accuses Penn State of canceling Real Women's Day campus event. By Warner Todd Houston on October 10, 2023. Save women's sports activist and former NCAA swimming champion Riley Gaines is accusing Penn State of canceling her Real Women's Day event speech on campus. Gaines had planned the speech for Tuesday in keeping with her quest to make October 10 Real Women's Day, with the idea that October is the 10th month, and the 10th day would be XX, which is the chromosome pairing of biological females. But Gaines jumped to her X account to blast the school for hypocritically canceling her speech. Gaines specifically pointed to a video produced by Penn State President Neely Bhandupudi, who explained that the school is bound by the First Amendment to allow speakers on campus that many will consider controversial, either because their views are not widely held or because a speaker espouses ideas that are actively hateful. Gaines found Bhandupudi's to be a joke because the same school claiming to represent freedom of speech canceled her speech for women. No way president of Penn State makes a whole video explaining why public institutions are legally obligated to let bigots apparently like me on campus to speak, then proceeds to cancel my speech tomorrow for Real Women's Day, XX, Gaines said in her October 9 post. Have it your way. See you tomorrow with a soapbox and megaphone, Penn State. School officials countered with the claim that Gaines was late reserving the room for her speech, so it was canceled. No event featuring Riley Gaines has ever been canceled at Penn State, the school claimed in a statement, according to Fox News. Initially, Turning Point USA, the student group bringing Ms. Gaines to campus, sought indoor space but did not meet the deadline for submitting the required reservation documents, an expectation upheld for any recognized student organization at Penn State, the school continued. The group then shared alternative plans for an outdoor event to celebrate free speech, and as late as last week, they had no confirmation that Ms. Gaines would attend the event. However, they sent a confirmation early this morning. But Gaines countered that by showing copies of communications between the school and the PUSA that, she says, shows that the school put roadblocks in the way of her event by slow-walking meetings and adding sudden additional requirements. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.